battle stations. All hands, man your battle stations.
On September the 11th, 2001, as terrorists were flying planes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon in America, more than 14 different Arab nations were shopping side by side with America, Israel, Australia, and the UK for their weapons. Although thousands of other events across the world were cancelled out of respect for the dead, arms dealers continued doing their deals for four more days at the Dicey Arms Fair.
General quarters, all hands man your battle stations, all hands man your battle stations.
At Dicey 2003, arms deals will be signed and sealed, ready for delivery to some of the world's worst regions of conflict, human rights abuse, states and poverty-stricken nations. For 5 days in September, the Excel Centre in London's Docklands will host more than 600 arms companies selling bombs, planes, tanks, landmines, military electronics, warships, guns, surveillance and riot control equipment to buyers from all over the world. One in three of the world's countries will be at the arms fair shopping for military equipment. Friend and foe will shop side by side for weapons to use against each other. All this will take place in secret behind heavily protected security fences and police lines. Dicey delegates are even due to enjoy their slap-up gala dinner on September 11th at a London hotel, while millions across the world will be remembering the dead of the New York attacks. Thousands of police will be drafted in to protect the arms dealers, and repressive policing measures will try to prevent normal, concerned people from expressing their disgust, dismay, and anger.
Indie Media will be reporting the week of counter-events live and direct from the streets. A three-day radio web stream will bring you the latest news and views from the front line of the Dicey protests. For more information on this and to find out where to tune in, check out the Indie Media site Closer to the Time. That's www.indiemedia.org.uk.
All hands man your battle stations.